All right, everyone. We are now joined by tonight's winner of the ALSCO Uniforms 300, Ty Gibbs, driver of the number 54, Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. We are going to jump right into questions here. So if you have a question for Ty, just raise your hand and we'll go get a mic. We'll start over there in the middle.
Hey, Ty, John Harvon with the Circuit Journal. You still have not run a full season of Xfinity yet, but is it crazy to think you might be ready for Cup by like next year?
I don't know about that. I mean, that sounds pretty cool. I'm first off, one thing, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and Monster Energy, Toyota. You know, my Toyota GR Super was super fast. So, what a great day! And you know, I want to apologize to the 39 crew. You know, my bad there in the beginning of the race. That's just made a mistake. So I want to apologize to Sieg and his family. I know they worked so hard to get their cars to the track, and hopefully they can get going again. I know they kind of got a little revenge out there, so, but I dodged it.
We're going to go to Justin over here on the left.
Yeah, Justin Schuler, Kicking the Tires. First off, congratulations. But going a little bit further into that, earlier on the radio, you were saying they can go, like, punch a bag or something. And now it seems like you're wanting to apologize and make things right. I'm assuming you haven't talked to him yet, but is that in the plans to give him a call and try to work things out?
I talked to him when I got out of the car. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah, so I talked to him then, and, I was – thanks, brother. I was just joking because he tried to wreck us, and I was like, maybe go punch it back, like get your anger out, you know, because they almost wrecked us out. So, yeah.
Well, I guess that was during the red flag?
Yeah, I talked to him after I got out.
Okay, so I guess after he had his attempt for his revenge.
That was after, yes.
Okay.
Let me get you a timeline for the race, man. Gosh, it's okay.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. Is it a little bit, I want to say bizarre, but a little surreal that there were so many things why you shouldn't have won this race? I mean, if they don't find the oil probe issue, you probably don't finish this race. If Sieg is able to do what he wanted to do, you don't finish this race. If there aren't 600 cautions, you're not in that position to take lead.
Yeah, you know, I feel like all that leads down to God's plan. He had the plan today, and I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, like I said before. And I wouldn't be here without them, without him. And, you know, like we said, we're kind of dodging bullets out there, Bob. But we kind of came out on the top end, and I want to thank everybody that was a part of this deal. Like I said, sorry to the 39 crew, and what a great day.
Go over there in the back.
Mitchell Brewer, News from the Pits. Ty, you entered today with three straight finishes outside the top 10. What's it mean to not only get the win, but also just get the finish in general?
Yeah, like you said, three straight finishes. I feel like the first one was when we got wrecked when we were leading. So, I feel like we had a good car there at Martinsville last year. But overall, like getting through the first couple races, speedways, that's always kind of you don't know if you're going to wreck or you're not. You're not going to make it out of the big one. So, we got wrecked there, and then Fontana, I just made a mistake side drafting Daniel, and I kind of, with these cars, kind of me getting used to them, not having as much downforce, they like to move around a lot in the air when you're getting side drafted, and I just made a mistake and kind of wrecked myself there. But to have this win, I feel like, it shows our speed. I feel like at Fontana, we were going to be fast. It just couldn't get there, and we were fighting for the lead. I just made that mistake. That was a rookie mistake on my part, but we have a good car, and I feel like we're going to have a good year. Just kind of getting back into that racing mode, I feel like, that's the biggest thing.
Go up here in the front of Jim.
Jim Utter, Motorsport.com. I was just curious, on the final restart, what were you expecting, if anything, from Justin? Surprise you? By pushing you as hard as he did.
Yeah, I want to thank him for helping me out there. That was awesome, and I feel like, he helped me. He helped me win that race there, so thank you to them. I feel like, having that push, if I didn't have that, it would have been hard trying to get past the 9, getting into turn 3, but we slide up in front of him in 1 and 2 and pull out on the top. It's surreal to win here in Vegas. It's awesome. I'm 19, so I'm not doing anything, but might go have some in and out.
We're going to go to Jerry and then Holly.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net. You brought it up. You're a young driver. You're 19 years old. You are an aggressive driver. You ruffle feathers. Where do you go from here to learn how to do that without getting in trouble every week.
Yeah, for sure. I think this comes down to experience and time. Just, you know, kind of learning. Everybody can tell you what to do and, you know, what you did wrong, and you can listen to that. But I feel like it just comes down to learning it on your own. I feel like the hard way I messed up, and, you know, I knew I messed up. But for the rest of the race, I feel like I didn't wreck anybody. You know, I'm just kind of building off of that. So just kind of learning and, you know, learn how where the arrow puts you in weird spots like I did with them and with another 39. So just kind of learning. I feel like it's just it's different. That's true. I know. We'll see. I can run, though.
It's kind of hard to follow that up. Hey, Ty, over here to your left. Holly Kane, I just wanted to ask you, you had a very eventful day. Were you always pretty confident that you were going to get up there and challenge for the win after all the things you went through and had to overcome today?
Yeah, you know, it was definitely a difficult day, especially on pit road. We got kind of shafted there on our pit stall selection, and we had one of our teammate manufacturer cars right in front of us, so kind of trying to get around him and then trying to come out pit road. We lost spots all day, but I feel like it wasn't our guys. I feel like just where we were trying to get out of the box, I feel like I lost about 3/4 of a second to a second every time. So you know, I feel like my guys did a good job. They're working really hard back at the shop, you know, dodging bullets today. I guess we had some body armor on and we made it out alive.
Do we have any other questions for Ty? We'll go right there in the middle.
I'll keep it simple, Ty. Tom Zaleski, Iron County Today. Are you still part-time now? I know you had only about a half-time schedule a year ago, but you've won the first three this year so far. Are you gonna break it up? Are you running again next week or
yeah? You know, what's next? You know, I'm just trying to get through week through week. You know, hopefully coach doesn't kick me off and I can make it a little longer. So, you know, I'm very thankful to make it these first three races. I almost got fired after the second one, so it's a blessing.
All right, we're gonna go to Chris Knight over here.
Chris Knight, CatchFence.com. Ty, how do you feel about going to Phoenix and Atlanta coming up to obviously completely different tracks?
Yeah, you know, I think Phoenix will be fun. I'm very excited. I love Phoenix. It's probably one of my favorite racetracks I've ever been to in my life. And so I really enjoy Phoenix. I love the scenery in a racetrack like that. It's just a wonderful racetrack. I feel like I have a fun time every time I go. You know, in Atlanta, it's going to be more of a speedway race, so we'll just be wide open. So we'll see how that goes down.
Ty, we're going to go in the middle right there.
Dominic Ottagone with the RacingExperts.com, ESPN Radio Albuquerque. When you look back on this race, let's say 60, 70 years from now, and you're sitting on the rocking chair thinking about it, what are you going to remember most about it?
I don't know. Hopefully I can make it that long. you know, I don't know. I feel like just winning in Vegas is cool. You know, just being around the sport as a kid in Vegas. This is my second time in Vegas, so I've never really been I stayed in the Cosmopolitan last night, so kind of getting my scenery down. And, you know, so winning here is really cool. It's you know, it's a blessing, and hopefully we can do it more.
Any final questions for Ty? All right. Congratulations, Ty. Thank you.
Thank you.